Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Jaden Slick, and welcome back to Falcon Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you back again. Hey. We have the host,
Davey Swift,
and Lyric. So, guys, what are we talking about today?
The importance of hard work in service.
Oh, so are you a hard worker? Are you a hard worker?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I get a yes and I get a no.
Okay. So, if you don't mind divulging that information, JD, since you said not really, you know, in that tone of voice, I got as close to it as I could, just as, you know. But what a great teammate.
At the moment now, they're not looking too good, but I just got my great report from a science teacher, and I actually scored a bit, no, not a bit higher, higher than my last report. Report cards. I know what he said on my report card. On the last report card, it was 60s or low 70s.
Oh my goodness. Okay, okay. And what are your grades?
90s and 80s.
And you said you're the hard worker? Okay, and you said that you're not working hard. Y'all just proving my point already. Yeah.
I worked so hard.
Oh my God.
So
why don't you work hard?
I feel that I don't work hard enough just to get my good grades. I feel that I do, but I'm not doing enough just to bring it up.
So you say you're not doing enough, but why aren't you doing? Does it hold importance to you?
Don't know. Why? Probably because my mental state at home is just not that good.
Okay. Well, here's my challenge, and I may be incorrect. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. What is the fact that you're not doing as best as you are able to do? What if that's part of the reason why your mental state is where it is? Just a part now, not all.
Well, kinda. I would say kinda. It's also the fact that I don't know how to put it in words.
Mm-hmm. Give an example.
It's like, sometimes I can't learn what I want to learn because most of the times, since I'm in honors class, it's a bit of a rowdy class. I can't really learn what I want to learn without the teacher stopping everything. But then, all of a sudden, the teacher will quit trying to talk over people. I don't get the information.
Okay, so partly you. So just out of curiosity, what do you think would be a way for him to counteract that and still be successful and still be able to do his work, you know, he needs
what
to do it?
Class is the problem?
Well, yeah, you can give the title. Honors what?
What is it with?
I would say
any
what class is that? ELA.
You aren't really loud in first grade. You could try asking the teacher to kind of move some of the students around to like see if that'll work.
Yeah, that's what she's doing now, but it's like
not.
Yeah. if you still want to do what they used to do, keep moving.
Okay.
Change.
Well, here's my suggestion. Do stuff on your own. Get your assignments from your teacher and say, hey, you know, I want to learn this stuff. I want to get it so that I can make the grade that I can make. And that teacher will help you on the side if need be, because they know that you really want it. If they don't see that you really want it, it's hard to teach somebody that doesn't want what you're trying to get them. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you're shoving it at them and they're throwing it on the ground, throwing it on the floor. You know, that's the visual of it, right? You're like trying your best to give them everything that they is not important to them. So when you do that over and over again, it's kind of hard. So hard work. Y'all may not see it. Those teachers work really hard to get all that stuff together. They do. They work on their weekends. They work really, really hard to do that. I'll let y'all talk for a second.
See, my thing is, like, my class isn't necessarily, like, loud or rowdy. There are points where we're doing work every now and then, and it's like students will talk to each other here and there, but, you know, we're doing work. It's not like when the teacher trying to teach us something. So if I were to say the noise, like the noisiest class that I'm in, like it's the loudest, it'd probably be either a math or social studies.
Last year, we was like way worse last year. Like it was mostly math and ELA, and those were my like first two periods, like math, ELA.
Yeah. So, we that and even then, like we have, you know, different areas, and not a lot of the students hit by their friends. So it's like kind of hard to talk unless you're in like math. Then you sit by your friends. I'd say two classes. I sit like you know I sit by my friends, and that would be ELA and that. And that's pretty much it.
You know, regular classes.
No. So, really, no.
What I was about to say about setting goals and determination. Learn to set goals. And I learned to set goals and try to reach those goals. I, like, let's say, if you trying to make better grades, if you try to make better grades, you can set the goals to work harder and try your best to distance yourself around the wrong people, especially with, as much as you can, that is bringing you down.
My thing is, in order to set goals, you have to be, like, you have to be determined to, like, achieve those goals. So, like, say I'm going to try to get all A's. I would have to, like, be...
All right, we have a caller. It's 803-347. Put you on the line.
Hello.
Caller 8 is
347 on the line. This is Mr. B. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Today's topic is about hard work and determination, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I just wanted to speak on, you know, the importance of hard work and determination. Can I get about, you know, just a couple of minutes to share my thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I am a firm believer that it takes a lot of hard work and determination to just get any type of success in life. You know, I'm currently a band teacher at a middle school, and a lot of my kids have now found that, you know, working hard and putting forth the effort, it yields great results. And I have one particular child in mind, he's a sixth grader. He actually transferred to my school from another school, and he never played the instrument that he's on. My school does not offer strings. He played strings, so I offered him what we had, and in 3 months, he's, like, surpassed everyone. So, he's, like, one of the few that takes his instrument home every day. He practices, he stays for extra help. He just kind of set himself apart, from everyone, and kind of takes that extra initiative. So that just goes to show you that, hard work and determination can get you very, very far in life.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry. I jumped out and then I jumped back in. I heard part of what you were saying there.
Okay.
What are your thoughts, guys? They're like flabbergasted over here. They're like breathing all hard.
I felt the same, because I had this young child. I mean, he was very, very interested in being in band. He wanted to be in the band class. He was just a little disappointed that we didn't have the strings. And I was like, if you work with me, I'll work with you. I'll get you an instrument. We'll work on it. He's very, very determined. And so in those 3 months, I can call on him instantly. He can play the notes. He can read the music. He just takes that extra initiative. And I really just want for all of my kids and all of our students and everyone listening to just know that, hard work and determination can get you far. If one person has done it and he's made those tremendous strides in 3 months, just think about what he will be a year from now. And that applies to anything, not just band, in school, in your regular, in your core subjects. If you have a trade or if you have a hobby, you put forth those extra, extra time and extra hours and just really focus in on the things. Just think about how far you can get,
Right. And I mean, I agree with you. I had a incident here, not necessarily incident, but a scenario in which I went into a seventh grade classroom and I did a thing where they had to tell show a character. And they did it musically. The school did it musically. And they came so strong. I mean, they knew their lyrics. It was nothing I'd heard before. The beat was different, all of this stuff. And so these boys came to me. I told them, come to me. I want to support you guys. And this was, five, 6 years ago. It was 6 years ago. I still work with those boys. They're still going into the studio. They're still making tracks. They're still doing all of these different things. And they were always so determined and always ready to work. And whenever they came into the studio, they had their stuff down. They knew it. That shows me that they were determined. And I will work with them as long as I see that in them. A lot of kids don't understand or realize that if we see it in you, we will not give up on you. We will stand by you. We will push you. We will give you the resources you need. But we got to know that you really want this. You're willing to work for it. You're determined enough to make it happen.
It's very, very funny that you said that, because I actually had that conversation with a group of students today. I was telling them, as your teacher, I provided you with everything that you need to be successful. And so when you leave those things or you lose those things and you don't use them, you kind of make it harder than it has to be. So if you just kind of, just take that responsibility and work really, really hard and have that determination to keep up with your music and, take those extra hours and minutes to practice. Things could just go so much better for them. That's just very, very funny. And I also told them, I said, I can't help you unless you help yourself.
Absolutely.
And so that's where that, putting forth that effort and that determination, when we as teachers see it, we have no choice but to hone in on those things and help them to blossom into the magnificent young adults that we know that they can be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are some very wise words, man. I'm so happy that you shared that with us today.
I was in third grade, I was falling behind a little bit in math. My teacher had started a tutoring program, and I went up to her at the end of the day one time, and I asked if I could be in it. Then I went from being at the bottom of math in my class to
the top. There you go. So that's an example of you taking initiative. If you never went to her, what do you think would have happened?
I wouldn't be in honors.
Right. She wouldn't be in honors. You would have failed that class, probably. So that just goes to show. I mean, we can't stress it enough. And this is not like something where we just wanted to tell y'all all this stuff. We want you to share your stories, but at the same time, we want you to understand the importance of that. You know, it's so vitally important, not just now in school, but later on when you get out there in the workforce where there's hundreds and hundreds of people going for the same position you want. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You
got
to be driven. You got to be determined to make it.
You know,
yeah.
it's almost as if you were in my classroom today and were listening to the things that I said, you know, these lessons and things that we try to teach them in class and in school, you know, and let's say like little organizations and things, you know, holding them accountable, working hard all the time, those things carry on outside of the school building, you know, once you step into that real world, those same things kind of apply, you know.
I have a question for you, based upon something that one of the hosts shared earlier. What does a child do if, you know, the teacher is doing their best to try to teach the lesson, but the kids, you know, are not the best behaved, and so at some point it seems like the teacher just kind of gives up with trying to teach it, and that child misses out. Maybe the child that really wants to hear what she has to say. What are your suggestions as to what that child should do?
Well, first and foremost, I think that just even as a child, just realize that teachers are humans too, and so we're very passionate about what we do. Most teachers, you know, we come in every day for the kids. It's not really about the content; it's for the students. And so when you're as a student who wants the information, is frustrated. Most times the teachers are frustrated too. So if you can, you know, just take that extra step, that use that determination to go just talk to the teacher and be like, "Hey, Mr. or Mrs. So and So, I know you were really trying to get to your lesson today. I saw it. You know, I was frustrated with you. You know, do you mind? You know, if I stayed after school today?" And we can kind of just go over the material because I didn't quite get it because, you know, and that will mean a lot to a teacher. And like I said, we're human too. A human being, any human being, if you come to me with some kind of compassion like that, I will have no choice but to sit and help you, you know. So if you just reach out to that teacher and let them know, like, I see that you are really trying to get your lesson out and today just wasn't it. But if, do you mind staying with me for a little while? Maybe we can sit earlier in the morning, you know, before whatever, and, you know, maybe get it that way. Or also, if you have that kind of respect from your peers, maybe you can kind of keep the class under control, you know. A lot of times I've learned in my limited amount of experience that sometimes kids respond differently to their peers. So if they see that their peers are getting serious, then maybe they have no choice but to be serious. So it's a couple of different ways that you can handle it, and I'm pretty sure there's other ways outside of those two. Well, those would probably be my first two that came to my mind.
It was the same thing I said. But that's cool. That's cool. So that just double enforced that, you know. So thank you. Thank you for coming by and sharing with us today. We really, really appreciate it.
No
feel free
problem
to stop by
all.
Anytime.
All right.
All right. Well, you have a lovely
y'all have a wonderful one.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
All right.
So with everything you've heard, what are your thoughts now? We'll start with you, and then we'll go to.
I think I should work harder on what I'm supposed to do, then instead of letting the opportunity go away, like tutoring. After school extracurricular activities, trying to let them go away, trying to be involved with them, then probably get extra help.
And I also know that there is a teacher on that hall.
Yeah,
there's a teacher on that specific hall that does tutoring in the morning. So you have options. You have options to just better you as an individual. I was always told, and I've gotten a little funny about it in certain parts of my life, so I can say that I've always done it, but I've always told that if something's not worth you giving 110%, not just 100%, 110%. If it's not worth you giving 110%, then it's not worth it at all. if you're going to do it, you may as well do your best at it. You know, stay consistent, because your character is something that's going to tell people who you are. The things you do or don't say or say, all those things show us who you are as individuals. Okay? I can tell y'all things about yourself from the first conversation, from seeing you. I can tell you things about yourself from your handwriting. Various things like that. Some people are rushed with it. Some people are very, very delicate with their handwriting, very, very precise, and some are just all over the place. Those are usually indicators of your personality. Y'all know that. No, not really. Even whether you do write really big versus really small, those are all indicators of your personality.
It's
I'm just telling you. But I can tell you, okay, so I can tell you things. Would y'all like to know something that I know about each of you?
Okay.
Okay, so I will, since it's ladies first, I will start over here, okay? I know that this young lady is very polite. She's very kind-hearted, okay? But by the same token, she has a streak in her. She has a streak. I know that. I know she's got a streak. I saw a little glance of it here and there. But overall, she's just a very giving and kind person. At heart, I think that she's been through a lot of hurt in her life, but as she's gotten older, she's learned to not allow those things to rule her entire world. So she was determined to do that, and she worked hard at becoming a better person, correct? Okay, so we're going to go over here, Mr. J.D. I got it that time. All right, so Mr. J.D., he's pretty much one of those observant type people. He's the intellectual, the silent intellectual. But he wants to be heard. He wants his voice to be spoken in a loud enough tone that people can understand and really, really embrace the individual he is. He also has a kind place, you know. He has a very kind place, and he tends to wear his emotions on his sleeve. And but overall, I feel as though he has the potential to be big and bold and boisterous if he so chose. But he doesn't see it yet. He has the ability, and if he works hard enough at it and he's determined enough, he can be any type of person he chooses to be. He's strong enough. He's intelligent enough. He just has to set the goals and go at them. That's what I have to do. And that's for both the gold part, for both of you. Yeah. Grady's on it this time. Oh, I'm sorry. Government name. Government name, my bad. Lyrics. So, yeah, with that being said, you know, this is a really important topic, you guys, even though we're just kind of playing with it a little bit. But, you know, truth of the matter is, yes, a lazy person who really doesn't have much drive and determination could get lucky. They could be born into money. They could be given businesses. They could be given opportunities that they really don't deserve. Half the time it doesn't work out. Why?
Because
they're lazy. They're not going to maintain
it. They don't have that drive.
Right.
Keep that money.
Right. So, I mean, you just have to be 100% in, 110% in. If you really, really want it, it will happen in time. But our work's got to be there. It's just got to be. Now, with that being said, to also just kind of give what you got from this today, because we have a little more time than we normally have, so you can kind of give your feedback to the world.
Feedback for the world. That be determined to do something. If you really want to achieve a goal, be really determined and put 110% to whatever you do. Because all I can say, life is short, and that's
right. Life is short. Absolutely. Okay.
In order to set goals, you have to be determined to achieve those goals that you set.
Okay. All right. And do you set goals for yourself?
Yeah. See, my goals are kind of weird. Like, for instance, the other day I had a goal to stay in a PlayStation party for over 72 hours. And I did it. I achieved that goal. I stayed in a party for over 72
hours. Wow. Now we know why she's so tired.
I was tired
because she has brain, her full little brain has to death.
No, I wasn't awake the whole time. I had 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
I thought shit. I made my friends take shit.
Now we know what's up.
Oh no, I was just up.
Well, my words of wisdom for you to take with you is to remember that it's not always about just setting goals, it's about setting smart goals. So you have to be conscious of your time frames. If you stamp a time frame on something, then that means that you're holding yourself accountable for it. If you say, okay, I'm gonna go to the gym one day. One day can happen any given time, right? Versus, okay, starting next week on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be in the gym. We've got a time on it now, right? You're being held accountable because now you can measure that. If you don't show up to that, then you did not fulfill that goal that you set for yourself. You got to stop doing those big, broad goals. Set time frames, set dates, all those things on there. Make sure it's something you can obtain. I mean, because I can't become the president of United States by Wednesday of next week. It's just not going to happen. I can do a lot of things. So that's not an attainable goal, right? But if I say that I can make sure that I will go to the gym before Wednesday hits next week, maybe even Tuesday at whatever time, that's something I can obtain. Even if I said that I could potentially do another radio show by that time, these are things I can do. Okay, but it has to be, you have to look within yourself and see what's going to work toward. Read. I'm telling you. Reading helps. If you just read a lot. I did when I was a kid. I read all the time. Words are coming back to me from way back when I was a kid. No, go ahead. Sure.
I was going to say, ha-ha, nerd, but that's me.
Nerd. My grades did not say that I was a nerd. I wasn't, you know, the lowest of the realm, but I wasn't the highest. Both my kids score higher than my first. They were like straight A students with a few B's here and there, but I had a few C's in there somewhere, you know, but I tried. I gave them my all. Yeah. So. But with that being said, folks, it is so important for you to work hard and be determined, and it is so, so very important for you to set goals for yourself, because if you truly, truly want to be successful, like you say you want to be successful, then there's nothing you won't do, and you will never give up. You'll be like some of those millionaires out there that failed 30 times or more and still got up and won. Can't give up.
Can't give up. Would you like a fun news with that?
Quickly.
Coca-Cola was made by a guy who had stomach cancer, and he was looking for a cure to put together a whole bunch of different chemicals.
Hey, and now it can clean battery acid, and we love it. Anyway, you guys have an amazing week and weekend. We will see you the same time next week. Peace out.
Peace.
Have a good day.
She's going to have a good day.